Real World Radio is speaking with Sonia Meister. She's the one of the climate energy campaigners for Friends of the Earth Europe. Sonia, welcome to Real World Radio.
Thanks a lot. Muchas gracias.
Sonia, yesterday we have the People Power Action Assembly organized by Friends of the Earth International, but with a special role of Friends of the Earth Europe, doing this for a lot of time that you had to found an alternative after the sad attacks here in Paris. How are you evaluating our assembly from yesterday? You are one of the people who are really most involved in organizing this huge thing.
I think it was great. We had the 2,000 people from all over the world, from all of the Friends of the Earth family and our close friends and allies. And I think it was a really empowering event. People met people from other countries, shared their struggles, and together celebrated people power.
Yeah, Sonia, there were also, as you said, another social movements, organizations, people who are allies of Friends of the Earth International in the different spaces. Did you have the opportunity of being in touch with them? What were they thinking about that?
I was in touch with a couple of them. So, for example, at a workshop with Via Campesina about food and energy. And I think everybody enjoyed this event a lot. There's rare opportunities where we all get together in one room, have an exchange, and yeah, just see that we're really a mass of people which can change the world.
What was the aim of Friends of the Earth Europe and Friends of the Earth International? When you thought about this activity, first it was going to be an action in the streets, then you had to change the idea. What was the idea? What was the aim of that?
We always had wanted to do such an assembly, but normally we would have been out in the streets. But since the French government first started to not allow demonstrations, we thought of something else creative, which really brings our people together, but it was combined with the idea of having an outside action the next day. But this idea of the assembly, I think we had for a long time, so it was also a great opportunity to realize it.
Okay, Sonia, how you are evaluating the work of Friends of the Earth International here, inside and outside the COP? What are your most important thoughts regarding this?
I think it was amazing how much we did in this time. Loads of actions outside the negotiations in the streets of Paris. Loads of people also inside trying to influence what's going on there. And I think it's just incredibly what we could do in 1 week.
Yeah, absolutely. Sonia, just to finish, we are coming to the end of the actions and parallel activities here with this action today in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. How are you seeing this end with, I don't know, thousands and thousands of people here in the streets of Paris?
It's amazing. It was a full day of action. We started with people all across Paris who wrote climate justice, peace, with their bodies, with their people being all over Paris. Then we joined the Red Line Action March. And now we're here at Tour Eiffel, and I think it's the first time in my life that I'd been at 3 actions in 1 day. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. So it was Sonia Meister, climate and energy campaigner for Friends of the Earth Europe. Thank you very much, Sonia.
Thank you a lot.